when the 1-5 Browns travel to Indianapolis to take on the 2-3 Colts. We will see our first matchup of 2012 that pits two rookie quarterbacks against each other.
Come out here and dominate these boys. This is our house. Lock the damn gates. Hey, coach, Chuck on three. 1, 2, 3. Jump.
Indianapolis will try to stay Chuck strong as they will be playing without their head coach, Chuck Pagano, for the third straight week. The Colts' Andrew Luck is coming off a rough outing, throwing two picks in Week 6 versus the Jets.
It's tipped and intercepted. Picked off Antonio Cromartie. 10-5. Touchdown!
Luck's quarterbacking counterpart, birthday boy Brandon Whedon, had one of his best games of the season, throwing for two touchdowns and a 92.7 passer rating as Cleveland notched their first win of the season last week in the battle for Ohio.
Wheaton's got it. Back to pass. Down the middle. He's got Gordon wide open. He's got it. Touchdown. 71 yards. Wheaton has found his man.
This week, passing yards may be harder to come by for Wheaton against the Colts' third-ranked pass defense, which gives up just 200 yards per game. But they've given up 10 passing touchdowns, ninth most in the NFL.
Back to throw is Cutler. He's airing one down, intended for Jeffrey. Touchdown. 42 yards. He beat everybody.
Luck will look to take advantage of the Browns' 30th-ranked pass defense, which got a shot in the arm last week with the return of cornerback Joe Hayden from his four-week suspension.
Up the middle they come. Oh, there should have been a hold. There's a flag down, and the ball's picked off by Joe Hayden on a deflection. 25, down to the 24, brought down by Hawkins.
Browns running back Trent Richardson injured his ribs in Week 6, and his status for this week is unknown. If Richardson can't play, he will be replaced by Montario Hardesty, who made his season debut last week and scored his first NFL touchdown.
Hardesty, the running back, they give it to him. He leaps up and lands. Touchdown! He's in this time!
On Sunday, the Browns will be looking to win in Indy for the second straight season, while the Colts, who have alternated wins and losses this year, are hoping to get back to the 500 mark at 3-3.